An exhibition at Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture celebrates tattoos. Body of Work provides an overview of the art form as well as practical tips for people considering getting a tattoo for the first time. It also starts with something unusual for MoPop. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Pilthorpe has the story.
The curators commissioned an Indigenous colleague to help give their tattoo stories some local context. The writings of Sasha Lapointe welcome visitors to the exhibit. She's Coast Salish from the Upper Skagit and Nooksack Indian tribes.
I was really excited that they asked me simply because it showed that MoPop cared about Indigenous representation. It meant that they cared. They wanted a Coast Salish voice to be part of this show that's taking place on Coast Salish land.
But she says her assignment was tricky. She had to find out as much as she could about how this art form fits in to what is, unlike some other tribes, not a known tattoo culture.
And if we had been, it existed pre-contact. And through my digging and research, that's kind of what I found.
Through interviews with several tribal elders and an anthropologist, she found one mention of Coast Salish tattoos for young women. They were made using blackberry juice as ink to create circular patterns for protection during puberty. And she says one elder had the silhouette of local mountains tattooed on her wrist to signal where she came from. But more than anything, Lapointe says she found clues to a culture that has been mostly erased and is only beginning to be revitalized by younger generations. Bellamy Pilthorpe, KNKX News.
The Body of Work exhibition runs at MoPop through May 25th. This is KNKX News.